Scientists and economists have put together an analysis of potential economic damage from climate change. The study, recently published in the journal Science, uses decades of data to make predictions down to the county level. One takeaway: Alabama and the rest of the South could suffer more than other parts of the country. WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
Higher energy bills, crop failures, heat strokes. Those are some of the factors that'll hurt economies in the South, according to the study. James Rising of UC Berkeley co-authored the report.
Alabama stands to lose about 3 times the national average in its income, and that's mostly driven by big increases in death rates.
Death from heat waves and associated diseases and accidents, for example. The study predicts climate change-related deaths in Alabama will roughly double those from car accidents by the end of the century. It also forecasts that the wealth gap between North and South will widen.
What we find is that climate change is going to exacerbate inequality, both because the South is already hotter and poorer, and because the North is actually going to, in some areas, get benefits from milder winters.
But here in Alabama, addressing climate change is not a political priority. John Christie is Alabama's state climatologist. He shows companies thinking about moving to Alabama how the local climate can work to their advantage. And he says the study is just wrong.
Climate models just aren't reliable in terms of telling us about what's going on now and what's going on in the future. The evidence for a disastrously changing climate is pretty thin.
There's one thing Christie and the study authors agree on: the need to be prepared for hot and extreme weather. James Rising says there are many ways to do that.
Cities can paint the tops of their buildings white. They can plant more green spaces, make sure that they have plenty of water and air conditioning, and farmers can make sure that they invest in irrigation.
Rising says the new study is meant to help businesses, government, and other institutions better assess climate risks and make more rational policies. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can learn more about that analysis at WBHM.org.